So here's the motivation, a little motivation from Geshe Zopa. We're doing this practice so we can connect more with Singanada, the Singanada practice, so that we can bring immense benefit to sentient beings, to eliminate the sufferings within oneself and others. And so we take a few moments to reflect on the samsaric nature within us and all sentient beings, the general samsaric sufferings, the specific ones for each of the realms, meditating or reflecting on one's own samsaric nature, you know, that things aren't quite right, how we have this underlying hope, maybe things will turn out okay. Maybe things will work out after all. But in samsara, it's never quite right. It's unreliable. We can also set our motivation, if there's anybody in particular that we know who is ill or suffering in any way, we can bring them to mind and think we'll do the practice for them as well. So those that we know personally, those that we may have just heard of or heard of in the news. So we're starting with taking refuge and generating bodhicitta. And when we take refuge, it's not just refuge that we ourselves want a refuge. Actually, the main thing with this, it's a Mahayana refuge, which means by working on our own mind and releasing our attachment to samsaric existence, may we quickly become a Buddha so we can liberate all others. So the main impetus for a Mahayana refuge is for the benefit of every single living being without exception. And this is why we go for refuge. So it has this huge incentive. So we bring to mind the Buddha, and everything that the Buddha encompasses is the, you know, the manifestation of the Guru, the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. So let's recite twice in the Tibetan, then once in English. O Sangye Chedam Sogye Chanam La Chanchu Padu Dani Kyapsu Echi Dagi Chinsoy Kyepel Sonam Gye Trola Penje Sangye Dropa Shoy Sangye Chedam So gear chanam la chanchu padu dani kapsuichi tagir chin soi gear pear sonam gear trolai penje sangir dropa shore. I go for refuge until I am enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my practice of giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. Reciting the Four Immeasurables together in English. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. And we can do a little more extensive Four Immeasurables meditation by bringing this into a real Mahayana feeling that not just how wonderful it would be if these Four Immeasurable thoughts came to pass, but how we ourselves have to be the one that does it. We have to bring this to all sentient beings. We can't wait a moment longer. And then light streams from Shakyamuni Buddha through our crown filling us with the inspiration and the ability to be able to do so. We receive all the blessings from the Buddha to be able to bring these four immeasurable attitudes to fruition. So we take on that special responsibility, not just a wish, but a responsibility. And then we receive all of the inspiration from the Buddha to be able to do so. Then the special generation of bodhicitta, which is the tantric addition to it. In particular, in order to benefit all my mother sentient beings quickly and more quickly, I must achieve the precious state of perfect and complete Buddhahood. Therefore, I'm going to undertake the practice of Avalokiteshvara Sinkanara. So with this prayer, the special generation of bodhicitta, when it says quickly and more quickly, quickly refers to the lower tantra practices, of which this one is, and more quickly refers to the high Surga Tantra practices. So the lightning fast vehicle that makes us even more urgent for us to accomplish this practice. Then the foundation of all good qualities. So again, as we recite this, light and nectar flows from the merit field from Lama Tsongkhapa and his two disciples and flows through us, bringing all the blessings, the wisdom, the inspiration, and laying the seeds of the path to enlightenment without missing out anything in our continuum in the form of light. The foundation of all good qualities is the kind and perfect pure guru. Correct devotion to him is the root of the path. By clearly seeing this and applying great effort, please bless me to rely upon him with great respect. Understanding that the precious freedom of this rebirth is found only once is greatly meaningful and is difficult to find again. Please bless me to generate the mind that unceasingly day and night takes its essence. This life is as impermanent as a water bubble. Remember how quickly it decays and death comes. After death, just like a shadow follows the body, the results of black and white karma follow. Finding firm and definite conviction in this, please bless me always to be careful to abandon even the slightest negativities and accomplish all virtuous deeds. Seeking samsaric pleasures is the door to all suffering. They are uncertain and cannot be relied upon. Recognizing these shortcomings, please bless me to generate the strong wish for the bliss of liberation. Led by this pure thought, mindfulness, alertness, and great caution arise. The root of the teachings is keeping the Paramoksha vows. Please bless me to accomplish this essential practice. Just as I have fallen into the sea of samsara, so have all mother migratory beings. Please bless me to see this, train in supreme bodhicitta, and bear the responsibility of freeing migratory beings. Even if I develop only bodhicitta, but I don't practice the three types of morality, I will not achieve enlightenment. With my clear recognition of this, please bless me to practice the bodhisattva vows with great energy. Once I've pacified distractions to wrong objects and correctly analyzed the meaning of reality, please bless me to generate quickly within my mind stream the unified path of calm abiding and special insight. Having become a pure vessel by training in the general path, please bless me to enter the holy gateway of the fortunate ones, the supreme Vajra vehicle. At that time, the basis of accomplishing the two attainments is keeping pure vows and samaya. As I have become firmly convinced of this, please bless me to protect these vows and pledges like my life. Then, having realized the importance of the two stages, the essence of the Vajrayana, by practicing with great energy, never giving up the four sessions, please bless me to realize the teachings of the Holy Guru. Like that, may the gurus who show the noble path and the spiritual friends who practice it have long lives. Please bless me to pacify completely all outer and inner hindrances. In all my lives, never separated from perfect gurus, may I enjoy the magnificent Dharma by completing the qualities of the stages and paths. May I quickly attain the state of Vajradhara. So For the visualization, first, dissolving everything into emptiness. So just taking a moment to release your own tight grasping at oneself and reality, believing the appearances, and meditate on dependent arising. And the conclusion of dependent arising, emptiness. So recognizing how oneself, the practice, and the deity are all one taste in emptiness. And focusing on that emptiness. And your emptiness wisdom arises as a syllable Hri. And this syllable Hri in the space in front of you transforms into Arya Avalokiteshvara Singhanada. With a white body, one face, two arms, and three eyes. A slight smile on his lips, his body made of light particles, very much alive. At his heart, on a moon disc, is a white syllable Hri, standing upright, made of light. The Hri is like a very delicate, like a gas flame, but of light. Also very much alive. His right hand rests on his right knee in the mudra of granting supreme realizations. And he is leaning back on his left hand, resting behind him on the moon disc. His left leg is extended in the posture of royal ease. He's seated on the moon disc, which is resting on the red lotus, resting on a tiger skin that covers the back of a snow lion, a snow lion with a red mane and tail. Arya Singhanada is in the aspect of an ascetic, a renunciate, without ornaments, wearing a Brahmin cord and with his hair tied up in a top knot. He's wearing simple garments, a lower robe of red silks, and a black deerskin covers the left side of his chest, the most compassionate of animals. On his right side is a green trident with a white snake entwined around it, with his head turned towards him. On his left, on a lotus, is a skull cup filled with various sweetly smelling flowers. And on a white lotus that blooms by his left ear, is a blazing sword of wisdom. His brow is marked by white Om, his throat by red R, and his heart by blue Hum. And beams of light are emitted from Singhanada's three chakras, crown, heart, and throat. And the light beams enter into your own crown and heart and throat chakras. And this powerful purifying nectar light energy, as it flows through you, completely purifies you and all others of all obscurations, negative karmas, spirit harms, and disease. So for the first part of reciting the mantra, then concentrate on the nectar light flowing through you, through your three chakras, and filling your whole body and nervous system with this blissful light and nectar that flows through you. Just like dewdrops flowing down a thread, so these the light and the nectar flows into you, flowing through your whole nervous system, through your chakras and through your nervous system, so that your entire body and subtle body is completely cleansed. Om Ah Hri Singh Nara Hum Pe, 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 Om Ah Hri, Om Ah Hri Singh Nara Hum Pe, Om Ah Hri Singh Nara Hum Pe, Om Ah Hri Singh Nara Hum Pe, Om Ah Hri Singh Nara Hum Pe. As the light and nectar flows through you, feel that all of your current physical disorders and illnesses are completely purified. All the predispositions to physical disorders, to physical pain, to illnesses, the susceptibility to viruses, completely purified. One's whole body, from the coarse to the most subtle, purified and energized with the blissful light and nectar flowing from Singh Nara. And think also that all the mental sufferings, the excessive emotional crisis, all the emotional responses of trauma, of shame or guilt, all the disturbances of fear, attachment, anger, pride, all the mental sufferings, are completely cleansed and purified as the light flows through you, as it flows through your three chakras, and especially as it flows through your heart chakra, then all the disturbances from depression, anxiety, fear, loneliness are purified in that blissful light and nectar. And also, as the light flows through you, it purifies all your own negativities and disturbing emotions and all of the harmful actions of your body, speech, and mind, all of the actions of the 10 non-virtues, purifying all of those actions as well as the tendency to commit these harmful actions, the tendency of these harmful habits. So as the light flows through your crown, your brow, then feel in particular all of the harmful actions created with one's body are purified. All of the tendencies to harm others physically are purified. The head being the seat of all of the senses and the brain. So the like the seat of the body. So as the nectar flows through your head, the crown chakra, and purifying all of those negativities associated with the body, all the impact of the past negativities associated with the body, and as the nectar flows through the throat chakra, then all the negativities associated with speech and the tendency to harmful speech is completely purified. So spoken words that might upset others, whether it's harsh speech, whether it's untrue or divisive, especially purifying one's speech of having given incorrect or impure advice, having encouraged people to create negativity instead of virtue, mistakes made with our speech, and also purifying all of our more subtle speech, the written word, especially the impact of negative things that show up on social media, conspiracy theories, hate speech, the encouraging of harmful actions towards others. So all of the ways that we harm others with the written word, also completely purified as a light flows through your throat chakra. Or the tendency to create for a harmful speech, completely purified. And when the light and nectar flows through your heart chakra, all the mental sufferings, the traumas and crises, completely purified. Also the impact of past negativities, of arising harmful intentions towards others, is purified, washed clean. All of our harmful attitudes towards oneself, others, and the environment, completely purified. And then purifying our community karma, our collective karma, of in particular harming the environment and the beings within the environment, the humans and non-humans, our pollution and destruction of the physical environment, the home of the Nagas, the spirits, the gods. So the beams of light, as they continuously flow from Arya Singhanada, purify all the impact of these past negativities, of oneself, of one's community, of this country, of other countries around the world, of corporations, governments, families. And if there's anything that comes to mind in particular, for instance, Beirut and the enormous explosion, the wildfires in California, the fire just raging on the New South Wales border, the various floods There's floods in China. To feel that what is being cleansed is the negative karma, the karmic seeds that will ripen into experiences such as these. They are completely cleansed. And then also purifying all the obstacles in relation to those things that we normally rely on to help us, but that tends to turn against us. So obstacles in relation to travel, accidents, food, our dwellings, poisons, our relationships. So we have obstacles in relation to travel of either car crashes, of being how the virus travels when we human beings travel. Also the obstacles of the opposite of travel, of lockdown and all the suffering that comes from being confined. Purifying the obstacles in relation to our abode, our house, even though it's supposed to be a shelter. If there's past karmic afflictions towards the unseen beings in that area, in that vicinity, then all of that environment seems to rise up against us. An earthquake or a storm or a fire. To feel that the whole environment, especially where you live, is purified and pacified. All past karmic afflictions purified. And then also within the house, those that you live with, often due to past karmic afflictions, then the very ones that we rely on turn against us. They're supposed to help and protect us, but due to our own afflictive past karma, they turn on us, we argue, they harm us. So all the domestic violence, completely purified. All of the gadgets in the house, knives and electric things, that are supposed to help us but can also harm. So all the past karmic afflictions associated with those, completely purified. And then all the society outings, all of the artistic events and concerts that are supposed to bring joy and create a strong community, but also can be the conveyor of disease and disharmony. due to our own past karmic afflictions, seemingly turn against us. So those two, our community, completely purified. And then also all the elements, the fire, air, water, and so forth, the elements that are supposed to be beneficial for our survival, but because they're afflicted by past karma, they become cause of loss of life, particularly like the extreme climate events, natural disasters, cyclones and floods and fires, extremes of heat. So the complete pacification and healing of the elements. And then if you have any specific obstacles, then bringing them to mind to purify them. Might be obstacles to Dharma practice or with particular relationships. It's also purifying those karmic causes, the impact of our past negative actions. Om Ahri Singanara Humpe, Om Ahri Singanara Humpe, Om Ahri Singanara Humpe, Om Ahri Singanara Humpe, Om Ahri Singanara Humpe. Then the dedication prayers. There are a couple of dedication prayers extra, and then we can do the ones in the booklet. So in particular, dedicating that due to all the past, present, and future merits collected by us together in this practice and by all others, which do not exist from their own side, may the I, which does not exist from its own side, achieve full enlightenment, which does not exist from its own side, and lead sentient beings, which do not exist from their own side, to that state by ourselves alone, which do not exist from its own side. Due to the past, present, and future merits collected by us and the merits of the three times collected by others, may the most precious wish-fulfilling thought of enlightenment or bodhicitta be generated in our minds, the minds of our family members and of all sentient beings. And may that bodhicitta that has been generated already increase. May we have the same qualities as Lama Tsongkhapa and benefit sentient beings equaling the limitless sky, just like Lama Tsongkhapa did from this second onwards. Then we can dedicate also that due to all the merits of the three times collected by us, by all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and all sentient beings, may any sentient being who hears you, touches you, remembers you, thinks about you, talks about you, whether praising or criticizing, abuses you, treats you badly, or makes any connection with you at all, simply by having made that connection, may they never ever be reborn in the lower realms. May those sentient beings immediately be liberated from all diseases, spirit harms, negative karmas and defilements, develop faith in refuge and karma, and quickly achieve enlightenment by actualizing the whole path, especially bodhicitta. May us just hearing that someone is sick immediately cause that person to completely recover and have the most meaningful life by practicing the Mahayana path. And may us just hearing that someone has died cause that person to immediately be reborn in a pure land where they can get enlightened. So in particular, whenever we hear anything on the news, then dedicating in this way. Then we can recite the dedication prayers together. So the two dedication prayers in the Tibetan and then English.
Lama Sakya Troy Gyoenem Troy Wai Chikya Ma Lupa Te Yi Sala Gor Pa Shoy Chan Cho Sam Cho Rim Po Shem Ma kia pa nam kia gyue chi kia wa nyam pa me pa yam kon e kon joe bel pa sho.
Due to the merits of these virtuous actions, may I quickly attain the state of a Guru Buddha and lead all living beings without exception into that enlightened state. May the supreme jewel Bodhicitta that has not arisen arise and grow. And may that which has arisen not diminish but increase more and more. In the long life prayer for His Holiness the Dalai Lama and the prayer that spontaneously fulfills all wishes.
My Lord, your winning Chen Rezi Guantes in Gyatso Yisha Pesite Pai Dui Teng Yui Chi Tanyi Ni Jezun Dui Joy Pe Gan che che sao ze, gan che ten roi gong. Chan e pe mo ten zin gya tso, la so wa de so, che don lun roi shong.
In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All-powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. Savior of the snowland teachings and transmigratory beings, you who extensively clarifies the path that unifies emptiness and compassion. To the lotus in the hand, Lord Tenzin Gyatso, I beseech, may all your holy wishes be fulfilled. And the long life prayer for Lama Zopa Rinpoche.
Hoi tui soi chan chim chan kyan kyao wei ten sin kyan peo wei kun soi doi poi zin chui sun ko wei le mon tui chui pai ta soi tui chie kun tui shab ten shun.
You who uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjana's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels. Savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long.